The Strand movie theater in the old downtown section of Paradise was left over from the time when every town had a movie theater. There was a balcony, the ceiling was high, and the screen was big with maroon drapes gathered at each side of it. Jesse didn't like the movie much, but he liked the theater, and he enjoyed being with Abby. "What do you think?" she said as they walked out onto Washington Street. "The computer broke, they'd have had no movie," Jesse said. "But that's how film is made these days," Abby said. "I mean, art is partly about making use of the technology available." "Art?" Jesse said. There was a gym on the second floor next to the theater, and coming out the front door of the gym and walking toward them was Jojo Janess. He had on a cut-off black t-shirt and gray sweatpants and a black headband. His long hair was wet with sweat. "Hey, Chief Stone, how you doing?" Jesse looked at him without speaking. "How you doing, little lady?" "Fine," Abby said. "Closing in on that cat killer, Chief." Jesse continued to look at him, dead-eyed. "What's the matter? You can't hear me?" Some of the people coming from the movie slowed, looking covertly at the confrontation. "You got an alibi for the time of the cat killing?" Jesse said. He was smiling, playing to the crowd, which was pretending not to notice as it moved around the scene. "Sure do," Jojo said. "How do you know when the cat was killed? Huh?" Jojo stopped smiling. "You got an alibi for the time the cat was killed? You must know when the cat was killed. How do you know that?" "Hey, don't be an asshole, Stone. I just meant whenever it happened, I didn't do it, so I'd have an alibi." "Turn around." His voice was flat. "What?" "Turn around, put your hands flat against the wall." "Wait a freaking minute, Stone." "You disobeying the lawful order of a policeman?" He unbuttoned his blazer jacket. "What are you going to do, shoot me?" "Hands on the wall," Jesse said in the same flat voice. Abby had taken a couple of steps away from Jesse, moving closer to the passers-by who paused and stared or walked by as if nothing were happening, depending on their temperament. "Oh, for Christ's sake," Jojo said. He placed his hands flat against the building. "Step away from the building, leaving your hands in place," Jesse said. "Spread your legs." Jojo did as he was told. His face was flushed and his breath was coming shorter. Jesse tapped his ankles with the edge of one foot, moving Jojo's feet farther apart. Then he patted him down. When he was through, he stepped back away from Jojo and stared at him without speaking. "How long am I supposed to stand here?" Jojo said. "Until I tell you to stop." He continued to look silently at Jojo for another full minute. Then he said, "Okay." Jojo straightened and turned from the wall. He glared at Jesse without speaking. Jesse stared back at him. Then Jesse spoke very softly. "We both know something, don't we, pal?"
"What do you mean?"
"We both know," Jesse said again.
"Ah,"
Jojo said and made a push-away motion with his left hand and stepped past Jesse and walked down the street away from them, trying to swagger. Jesse stepped over beside Abby. "Want to eat at the Rosewood?" Jesse said. "Jesus Christ," Abby said.